we present Hal Bennett, Alison Steadman, Rosemary Leach, Carol Heyman, and John Glover in Simon's Bug by Richard Quick. A recording of telephone calls on 01 485 2410. Subscriber's name, Simon Webb of 24 Tufnell Park Terrace, London, N7. Week 2.
Friday, 14th of March, 6:31 p.m.
Hello, Simon Webb?
Simon, how are you?
Still hungover.
I'm not surprised. I thought it was a neighbourhood watch meeting, not the last night at the Toy Travellers' Convention.
Don't remind me.
Listen, perhaps you ought to let us have that phone monitor back.
Michael, I can't.
Oh, nutters phone people all the time.
You haven't got kids, Michael. What if that maniac should get through to Fern? I want to nail him.
Okay, but that state-of-the-art technology in your basement, we could do with the equipment back in stock.
Point taken.
Bye, then.
Bye, Michael.
Saturday, 10:43 a.m.
Hello? Val... Jessa?
Val, it's Joanna.
Still flat out, I'm afraid.
Oh, Val, I'm so sorry.
hold on. Fag. Fag. I was on the daub till 4.
Oh, Val.
Post-nuclear impressions. It's rather a large canvas.
How's it going?
Not bad. Terribly pleased with the weeping politicians. Somewhat innovatory. I'm just getting stuck into a decomposing civil servant.
Yes?
Not sure how to deal with a post-nuclear social worker. I suppose they'd feel rather let down.
Probably.
You sound a touch iffy, Hart.
Just a bit. We had a neighbourhood watch meeting last night. You'd think the house had been ransacked. Sergeant Rawl ate all the quiche. Someone demonstrated a burglar alarm. Yet more police charged in. And Dorothy Griswood went home in floods.
Oh, Dorothy?
I was only trying to thank her. She's taking Fern to a Miles Tunn concert in Birmingham. Simon's wiring up the extension phone at last. I suppose that's something. But Val, I'm not sure what to do. He's becoming so obsessive.
Simon?
Yes. He spends most of his time sitting in the basement. Michael says there's nothing to worry about, but this vagueness... Hello?
You want to pop round? Joanna?
Hello?
You could give my canvas the answer.
Monday, 8:12 p.m.
Testing?
Michael.
Testing.
Michael.
Oh, hello, Sally.
Michael, where the hell have you been?
Now, hold hard, love. I've had to sort out Simon's phone. He'd botched it completely.
But it's gone 8.
Yeah, we've had an additional problem. Simon's been burgled.
Burgled? What, really burgled?
Really burgled. Everything seems to have gone except the plants. Oh, yeah, and the big plaster goose.
How on earth?
It must have been yesterday. Joanna arranged a day out to take Simon's mind off things.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. Fern and Kit are being farmed out and Simon's dug a load of camping gear out of the attic.
Poor loves.
Thank heavens our computer on bug's locked in the basement. I'm right there. Open a bottle.
See you.
8:27 p.m.
Hello? 485-2410?
Hi, Mum. How are you doing?
Oh, Kit, it's horrid. All the marks are showing where things used to be. Everything's gone. If only they hadn't taken the cooker.
Well, you kept saying you wanted to change it.
Not for a Primus.
Are the police getting anywhere?
Well, they've been around to all the neighbours. Apparently, the Griswoods saw 3 men arrive with a furniture van. Dorothy asked what was happening, and they said there were bailiffs with a repossession order on everything.
Well, what did Dorothy do?
She said she wasn't surprised.
Gee.
Sergeant Rawl did say he'd known more efficient neighbourhood watch schemes. Oh, darling, how was your first day as a waiter?
It's a pretty naff restaurant, Mum.
I thought it sounded classy.
A Shakespearean theme diner's classy. The as you like it. They spell the U with a U.
Well, how else would
Just
you...
Just a U.
Oh.
I get to wear this tacky smock. It's got As You Like It on the front and Did You Like It on the back. And the stitching's coming undone. Oh, listen, I met this guy, Dustin. I'll be staying over with him.
Really? I thought Wanda...
Jason moved in there. Mm. Wanda's been pretty jumpy since the drug bust, Mum.
I see.
Dustin's at the As You Like It too. He's great.
Well, take care, dear. Be nice to Dustin.
Sure.
Good night, Kit.
8:46 p.m.
Val Jessop.
Val, it's only Joanna. How's Fern?
Just about to eat, heart. She's invited Tanya round.
Val.
Oh, it's fine. Your daughter cooked the meal.
Heavens, how's the kitchen?
Retextured. Fern?
Hi, Mum.
Fern, dear, everything all right?
Smashing. Val says I've got a great sense of colour.
Lovely, dear. You're not missing home, are you?
Val's got a liquidiser. I liquidised an onion, 3 red peppers, an avocado and some pilchards. It's a really great colour. Val says she's going to use the exact shade for the skin tone of her post-nuclear social workers.
Well, that's nice, dear. As long as you're not missing home...
Val wants me to model for her. She says I'm the perfect image for post-nuclear pubescence. I get to wear rags, it's the best.
I see.
Oh, hold on, Mum. Mum, Mrs. Griswood just called. She wants Tanya to go home.
Fern?
Home this minute, Tanya. News on the landing.
Fern?
Degradation by the front door and a positive orgy over the Arga.
Mum, Mrs. Griswood looks like the collie on the corner when he's panting.
Fern, I'll come round.
Never again, Jessop. Never, never.
Fern, tell Val I'm coming.
10:58 p.m.
Hello, Simon Webb.
Simon, Dorothy Griswood.
Yes, Dorothy.
I wanted a quiet word.
Yes?
Mrs. Val Jessop, who was Mrs. Clifton, who was Mrs. McCulloch, nay, Griffin...
I think I can play, sir.
You may choose to be irresponsible, Simon, but I'd never, never, never tolerate my own child coming under the influence of that pornographic presence.
Dorothy?
Do something, Simon. I've spoken to Frank, and we both absolutely insist that you do something. Immediately.
How's Sebastian?
I'm sorry?
Sebastian. The one who can't join you in Birmingham.
Oh, my God.
A little unwell, is he? Off colour? A cause for concern?
Simon! Does anyone else know?
Not yet.
Oh, Simon, no. No, please, no.
I understand you've been pretty rude. Perhaps you'd like to apologise to Joanna.
It's, if she happened to be there...
She does.
Dorothy?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yes?
Yes.
Dorothy, I'm a little lost.
I was rude.
Yes.
At Val's.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sorry.
Dorothy, is anything the matter?
No. I'm just sorry.
Well, not at all. Dorothy, we really ought to discuss this Miles Tun concert in Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Tuesday, 11:52 a.m.
Hello. Sorry, there's no one here to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message for Simon Webb or Toy Joys Limited, kindly do so after the bleep. Thank you.
Simon, Hooper here, All-Star Garage. That motor you dropped off should be ready Friday. We've had to move it round the side. One bloke caught sight of it last night and backed into a bollard. And he still didn't stop laughing. Bye now.
8:17 p.m.
Hello?
Hi, Dustin.
Oh, Kit, baby, get back here.
Yeah.
Kilburn's got pretty lonely.
Right. There's no way at the moment, Dustin. Mum's gone mad getting the house back together and she's having a really cruel time. Dad started talking to the goose.
Yeah?
Exclusively to the goose.
Some guy. Kit, you want to catch an event tomorrow? There's a show on at the Dodo Studio called The Cosmos and More.
Great.
I've checked the listings here. It says, here we are. Prepare for chutzpah. Brim Chorley shows ultimate courage in ditching the coffee bar rock for pure baroque in this symbiosis of sound and laser-like improv. Totality emerges triumphant. Brim's cast, coalescing to one neo-Burkoffian persona, presents theatre. Repeat, theatre. Even Dodo's integrity inches back to wall as Brim axes the gizmo for gut-getting. Strip for a ticket.
Yeah? Yeah. Great.
Kid, I love you.
Yeah. Ditto.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
9:03 p.m.
Ludlow 7100.
Hello, Mother.
Joanna, I've just been clearing the greenhouse, dear. Ronald looks wistful, but he really can't cope with it.
No? Mother, I was calling about your car. Mm. Simon should be there with it on Saturday afternoon.
That's lovely.
He'll have to come straight back, though.
That's splendid.
Yes, and there will be the account to settle, Mother. It's 800
and... February was a long month, wasn't it?
February?
Long and cold.
It was cold.
Ronald's not fond of the cold.
No.
Well, goodbye, dear.
Mother, Simon will need...
10:41 p.m.
Radio Thameside.
Hello? Is that the phone in Happy Home? I have a question.
Name?
Stephen.
Where are you from, Stephen?
Bexley Heath.
Bexley Heath? What's your question?
Well, it's rather personal.
Oh, run up a flag. Someone wants to ask the sex expert a personal question.
There's someone I know. I'm worried he might be gay.
All right, Stephen. Sit tight.
So why not just keep smiling, Sharon?
Absolutely. Remember, you've always got a happy home waiting for you. And we've Stephen from Bexley Heath on the line. Are you there, Stephen?
Hello?
Yes, Stephen. There's a question you'd like to ask?
Yes, it concerns someone I know.
I see.
I think he might be gay.
Yes, I see. Ben.
Right, we're used to people phoning up about their friends, Stephen. How well do you know him?
Fairly well.
You're not helping yourself here.
I'm sorry?
It's you who's gay.
No.
Relax, Steve. You've got a happy home here, and we can help you.
How long have you known you were gay?
No, it's not me.
Come on, Steve. It's never easy to open up. Look, you found you're attracted to someone of the same sex.
No way.
Take your time, Steve.
Absolutely.
No one's rushing you.
Right.
Take all the time in the world, Steve.
Who is it?
It's my son.
Huh?
I don't know what to do about it.
We understand.
Understanding is what it's all about, Steve.
Yes.
How long have you felt this way towards your son?
What?
We do understand, Steve.
No.
Remember, you've got a happy home here. We can sort this out together.
Sure we can. Steve, would you say this was a purely physical attraction?
Certainly not. There's no...
It's emotional.
No!
You don't love your son, Steve.
Of course I love my son.
Steve, I think you need help.
I phoned
Steve,
in.
Get help as soon as possible. You've got one hell of a problem there.
And let us know how you get on, yeah?
Yes.
Remember, you've got a happy home waiting for you.
And we've another caller on the line.
Wednesday, 11:55 a.m.
Computron International, can I help you?
Curtis Pine, please.
Who's speaking?
Joanna Webb.
I thought it was. Mr. Pine won't be long. Thank you for holding.
Do you have to play that? Oh, no.
Hello? Joanna?
Oh, Curtis.
You sound pretty cheerful.
Oh, no, it's just that tape.
Yes, it does help.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not off to the States till next week, so I'll see you at the class on Friday.
Fine.
I just hate all this secrecy.
It won't be for much longer.
No.
Let's not even go to the damn yoga class. We could relax somewhere.
Perfect. Till Friday, then.
Till Friday.
Thursday, 4:31 p.m.
Hello?
Good evening. Would Mr. Webb be around?
He's not back.
Oh, fair enough. You might tell him Sergeant Rawl phoned. It's regarding the break-in last Sunday.
Sure. Mum can't believe Dad forgot to lock the door.
Which door would that be?
The front door.
Your father forgot to lock the front door?
Yeah. The latch hasn't worked for ages. Mum said he missed out on the mortise.
I see.
He really kicked himself.
There was a broken window at the back.
Yeah, that's how we got in. The burglars had locked up after themselves.
Bloody... Tell your father I'll call round this evening, would you?
Sure.
Good night, Miss Webb.
Yeah, bye.
Friday, 12:35 p.m.
Hello, 48524. Simon?
Joanna, I picked up your father's car. Hooper wasn't there, but I had to leave a check. It's madness. Do you realise how much we forked out this week?
You'll be able to settle up with Father, Simon. Stop worrying. We'll have the insurance money soon.
Yes.
I can't see the problem.
Our daughter's got a mouth.
Simon.
Why talk to the police?
She'd been quite truthful.
And I hadn't. The police arrived on Monday and shot round the house in 3 minutes flat. Got in through the back, they said. Broke a window. And I said, really?
Yes.
Really, that's all I said. How can saying really be giving misleading information?
Well, how did you know it was Fern who told the police?
What?
They never mentioned Fern. How did you know it was her?
It had to be Fern, didn't it? They agreed it was Fern.
Eventually.
Well?
Well, it could have been anyone.
Really?
Really.
Joanna, I'm off to Swindon and I'll have to drive this wreck on to your parents tomorrow. Enjoy the yoga.
I'm sorry?
Have a wonderful evening.
7:57 p.m.
Hello?
Fern, did you catch it? Miles Tan was giving an interview.
Hi, Tanya. I'm only just back.
Yeah?
I'm being a model. Val says I form the integral focus for post-nuclear impressions.
Wow.
Yeah, modelling's great. I have to sit there and do nothing and represent hopeless pubescence. It's a huge painting, Tanya. There's politicians wringing out handkerchiefs, social workers, they're looking really harassed. And there's a huge hovering figure Val calls ignorance. It looks a bit like your mum.
Really?
Ever so much. How was Miles Tan?
They asked him if he liked touring and he said no. And they asked him why he changed his image. And he said he hadn't. And they asked him if it was true about the paternity suit. And he said he didn't want to answer that. He's the best.
Yeah.
Only 6 days to the concert, Fern.
Yeah, 6 days. Bye.
11:46 p.m.
The Webb residence?
Kit?
Oh, hi, Dad. What's up?
This hall's freezing.
Where are you?
Swindon. Mrs. Worthy's redecorated the room. Still no heating.
Hell.
God, that wallpaper.
Yeah? Dad?
Yes?
You phoned up to talk about wallpaper?
Of course not.
It's nearly midnight, Dad. I was in bed.
It's ice blue stripes.
Dad?
Your mother?
Yeah?
Is she in?
No, she's not back yet.
She's been home and gone out again?
No.
Kit, I know I've been preoccupied lately. There hasn't been much time to talk.
You thought this might be a good moment?
Dustin.
What about Dustin?
Look, tell Joanna...
Yeah?
Nothing.
Dad?
Saturday, 2:49 p.m.
Hello. Sorry, there's no one here to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message for Simon Webb or Toy Joys Limited, kindly do so after the bleep.
It's Norman Hooper, All-Star Garage. Sorry, Simon, that motor wasn't quite ready. The mountings were still loose. I told Stan not to let it go. Get in touch before you go tackling the Alps, would you, eh? Bye now.
3:22 p.m.
Hello, Simon?
Joanna.
Oh, thank heavens, Mother. I've just had a message. Is Simon there?
No, dear.
Oh.
Joanna, I'm afraid I've some rather terrible news.
Mother, what's happened?
It's something of a shock.
Yes?
I am sorry to break it to you like this.
Mother.
It's rather difficult.
What's happened to Simon?
Simon? Well, nothing, dear. Nothing to my knowledge.
Oh, what a relief. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mother. How are you?
Trying to bear up, dear.
Good. And how's Father?
He's dead.
Dead? Mother, I didn't realise.
No.
When?
We were just having lunch, dear. The Harpers had taken Ronald to the garden centre. He'd made another batch of geese, and it was always something of a moment for him. Just taking the geese to market, he'd say. Well, you don't finish a goose in 2 minutes, dear. It's all the fiddly bits around the beak, and Ronald would have names for them all by that time.
I know.
I was dismantling the greenhouse when they got back, and the geese were still in the Harper's car. Then, well, I just brought out the Red Leicester. They said they didn't even want Wilfred. And then he went.
Oh.
Went.
Mother, Simon should be with you soon.
That's hardly necessary, dear.
But he's on his way.
No, no, your brothers are coming over with Laura. I'll be quite all right.
Simon's driving Ronald's car back, Mother.
Ronald slipped away, dear.
Mother, Simon should be nearly there, God willing. I know it's not the moment, but...
Yes,
well,
dear?
There was the bill for the car... Simon's paid it.
Quite.
It was £840.
Coming! Your brothers are here, dear. Joanna, splendid.
Mother?
Goodbye, dear.
I'll phone.
Yes, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
5:28 p.m.
Hello? Simon?
Joanna?
Simon, I've been frantic. Where are you?
Cheltenham.
Thank heavens.
What? The blasted car's falling apart, Joanna. I'm barely crawling.
The repairs weren't finished, Simon. Come home.
Home? I'm nearly at your mother's.
You don't have to go to Ludlow.
You're bloody joking.
Father's died.
Died?
Director inquiries?
I'm afraid so.
It's a Canterbury number, please.
You've got a cross line.
Sorry?
Phone off. I'm just coping with a bereavement. Phone off, damn it.
A bereavement? Well, personal grief is one thing, isn't it? I understand personal grief, none more so. I'm not entirely sure we should let it affect our professional standards, though, should we?
Joanna?
Yes?
That's it. I'll dump the car and get a train back. I've heard it all now, Joanna. We've hit Armageddon.
It's a Canterbury number.
You've been listening to Simon's Bug, based on the book written and adapted by Richard Quick. The cast was Alice Arnold, Howell Bennett, Anne Bryson, Peter Craze, Chris Emmett, Donald G, John Glover, Christopher Good, David Googe, Caroline Gruber, Carol Heyman, Rosemary Leach, Joanna Mackey, Deborah Makepeace, Kathy Murphy, Susan Sheridan, Alison Steadman, and Jonathan Taffler. Simon's Bug was produced by Paul Spencer.
It's not just